WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Baltimore is moving swiftly to get rid of its Confederate monuments. Baltimore's Jefferson Jackson Lee Monument was quietly removed overnight. So is a Roger Taney statue in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood, and two other monuments removed as well. The Baltimore City Council adopted a resolution Monday night calling for the immediate removal of the city's Confederate monuments. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, meanwhile, has decided it's time to get rid of a statue honoring Chief Justice Roger Taney from the Statehouse lawn.
Justice Taney's known for his opinion in the Dred Scott case.
He basically said that no black man has any rights under our Constitution.
St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle says in a predominantly blue state like Maryland, Governor Hogan had to neutralize the issue.
I think it opened a lot of eyes what happened in Charlottesville this past weekend.
Already, some of Hogan's opponents in next year's governor's race, like former NAACP chair Ben Jealous, were calling for the statue's removal, but Eberle says that probably wouldn't have lasted long as a central campaign issue.
Because in the end, people are going to be far more worried about their pocketbooks.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In one Northern Virginia community, meanwhile, many local officials want to be proactive in case controversy over their Confederate statue gets too hot.
In Leesburg, there is a Confederate statue that some say should be taken down, but Town Mayor Kelly Burke says it's not her decision.
The issue of removing or keeping the Confederate statue on the courthouse grounds, that's really a decision of the General Assembly in the county.
But after Charlottesville, she says she has worries and is now making plans for the what if.
Absolutely. I mean, we're coordinating with the county sheriff's department. We're coordinating and having discussions with the state police.
Mayor Burke says what happened in Charlottesville is a tragedy that she won't allow to happen in her home.
Hate is not something that we welcome.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Mourners will gather today in Charlottesville to honor the woman killed in the Saturday violence. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam plans to be there.
Today, Heather Heyer will be laid to rest. We will be at that funeral, certainly to support her family and offer our condolences, and for the president to continue to say that this violence is coming from various sides. It's very clear where it's coming from. It's coming from white supremacists who brought their hatred and bigotry into the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam is the Democratic candidate for governor of Virginia. Senator Luther Strange and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore headed to a Republican primary runoff to fill the U.S. Senate seat previously held by now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Strange and Moore, who represent different factions within the Alabama Republican Party, will face off in a September 26th runoff. A South Korean conservative party is calling on the United States to bring back tactical nuclear weapons to the Korean Peninsula to better counter North Korean threats. New research debunks a message about what it means to be healthy.
A new study says the notion that people can be fat but fit is a myth. British researchers found that people who are obese or overweight have a higher risk of heart disease, even if factors such as blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are normal. According to the study published in the European Health Journal, carrying extra weight can still raise a person's risk of coronary heart disease by 28%. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,999, the Nasdaq at 63,33. Sports: Gio Gonzalez allows just two hits in six scoreless innings as the Nats beat the Angels. The O's lose to Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics host the LA Sparks tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabriel, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala, September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. It's a slow go on the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, the inner loop of the Beltway. At Annapolis Road, we do have a crash. The right lane is blocked, and a pothole is reported as well, so try to avoid that area if you possibly can. Northbound 95, just before the Fairfax County Parkway, another crash, this one on the shoulder with police on the scene. 95 northbound approaching the Beltway, a crash, it's on the shoulder, police are there. And in Falls Church, Leesburg Pike westbound at Gallows Road, we have an accident blocking the left lane. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Manassas, 69 in Silver Spring, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. Barack Obama's Charlottesville tweet makes Twitter history. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 8:05, we'll be joined by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And then at 8:35, Robert Costa from the Washington Post stops by. Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais. I'm joined by Emily Miller, in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. We're at 7:07. I've got lots of caffeine. Let's get this.
Yeah, we've been doing good. When the alarm starts at 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
you know that, but we're already done, almost on the day.
Well,
here.
This has been such a big news day. It keeps you awake. You don't need as much caffeine.
Well, there's a lot to take in, for sure. So this is one reason why you might need some coffee in you. The President of the United States gave a press briefing yesterday. Again, you know, he started out wanted to talk about infrastructure in a statement, gave a brief statement on the subject. He was flanked by other administration officials and then quickly moved into relitigating once again the events in Charlottesville over the weekend.
Well, he didn't choose to. He took questions, and the media just fixated on this.
And the president willingly answered and went long on answering a lot of those questions yesterday. So I'm going to dive right into some of the Q&A, first of all, and kind of give you an impression, a small taste of what the president was dealing with and what kind of answers he was giving. Yesterday, he was first asked about the timeline on which he finally came out on Monday and said out loud that white supremacists and the KKK are clearly evildoers here.
Why did you wait so long?
I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct, not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement, but you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very, very important process to me. And it's a very important statement.
You know, remember back to his Saturday statement, and the one that he's referencing here. He condemned bigotry. He said, we need people to respect each other and ideally love each other.
Yeah, it was affection. It was very soft terms.
It was a message of unity and a message of condemnation for bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
What was wanting about it was that he didn't specifically call out and enumerate an ideology.
Neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
Sure, and by the way, that's a fair criticism, especially because President Trump, among others on the right especially, have regularly criticized President Obama for not referencing radical Islamic terror, right? Referencing the ideology.
Mm-hmm.
So he took some sustained criticism for not saying those words. The White House comes out Sunday. They release a statement and saying, of course the president meant KKK, white nationalism, white supremacy, neo-Nazi, when he was saying this. The president comes out Monday, says the words. He's like, oh, but...
On camera,
during a statement from the White House.
I disagree, right.
And attacking them. And then yesterday, He begins going down the line of attack of what he said Saturday.
He does backpedal. He backpedals by saying there are two sides and there are some good people on both sides.
And he said there was violence on both sides. So I'm not sure. You and I have a quibble on this, and which is good. But I don't think that the things that he said were mutually exclusive. In fact, I think you could basically take everything he said altogether. Let's listen to some of it, because this is what the president was saying about the violence on both sides.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Okay, so the president arguing, look, there was violence on both sides. And Emily, as you said, he said, you know, I'm sure there are decent people on both sides.
I think is where everybody has, I think most of us have the problem, because there are no good people of white supremacists and KKK.
Among white supremacists and KKK, you're right. But again, he ruled them out, even in yesterday's statement. He's like, I'm not talking about white supremacists and KKK. He said that explicitly yesterday. Now, that left a reporter scratching their heads. They were like, well, we were under the impression
who's the other side then?
Anybody was
sides.
There who wasn't considered a white supremacist.
Right.
His argument, to the extent that he made one, referenced Confederate monuments. His belief is like, look, there are people there who don't think you should remove a statue of Robert E. Lee that have nothing to do with white supremacy. And those people are not being given any consideration here.
The other conflict is when he brought up, well, we should... he brought together both Robert E. Lee and Confederate statues with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and the media, a lot of the media in the room, went crazy over that.
Well, let's listen to that. We have that. Okay. This is the president talking about those figures.
Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture.
So the president going toe-to-toe with reporters about the Robert E. Lee statue specifically. But again, a lot of this revolved around the media reaction to this, which was hysterical. I mean, you had people referring to him as a racist sympathizer, as a Nazi sympathizer on regular old cable news networks yesterday, accusing him of this because he would dare to mention that the people who were in Charlottesville were almost uniformly violent.
It was violence on both sides. There is no doubt about that. I think where you and I disagree is it watching this, the way if you read it, like I said a couple minutes ago, you read it, you go, okay, yes, there was violence on both sides. Anyone who's seen the video sees violence on both sides. The president was just, I would have liked to have had a more comforting, unifying message. I think it was just the style, the way he was so argumentative because he hates the press completely legitimately because they hate him and he can do nothing wrong, and so he's on defense as opposed to, I almost wish that he had just ignored them and said what he wanted to say. And you know, even though as a reporter, I hate to say that, but it created such a visual that we saw all night. As we said earlier, CBS News, 30 minutes of their show, all night is what we saw, is the president just in a very antagonistic...
There's no question. I have stylistic and content quibbles with the president's approach here. That's totally fine. And I, like, for instance, saying, like, referencing Friday's protest march that included people carrying tiki torches walking down the streets of Charlottesville, he was like, you know, I'm sure there's good people in the crowd there. It was a peaceful protest. That's fine. But you're evoking the image of white supremacy. You've got a bunch of people carrying torches. And
Nazis,
not just evoking the image, you have self-declared Nazis and white supremacists among the crowd. And if you want to associate with that crowd, you're going to have to live with the consequences of associating with a group like that. No question. So the president trying to dive for some nuance there, not working. But the way the press reacted to all of this yesterday, the idea that even mentioning the fact that there was violence from the left-wing agitators that were out there, that is somehow a racist fact for the president to even mention it. I want to find out how you are reacting to all of this morning. It almost seems like we have like two different countries here. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Give me your impression.
If you if you, as I said, if you just read it, you'd have a very different perspective. And I think if you're, and I know if you're a Trump supporter, because we've been hearing from Trump supporters all morning and conservatives all morning, completely agree with the president. And I think from what I can tell, Trump supporters are even more supportive of the president because he's getting beat up in the media so badly. And he's getting beat up by the right as well as the left. I mean, Fox News, we've got people on Fox News in the last 2 days.
You think some people would draw some lessons from all of that, too. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince, and good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Well, we have some good news. 95 northbound. We had an accident earlier at the Beltway. Well, that has been cleared. Now, 95 northbound before the Fairfax County Parkway. That's a different story. We have an accident, but it has been pushed to the shoulder. 66 eastbound from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway is a slow go. The inner loop of the Beltway at Annapolis Road, we have a crash, and the right lane is blocked because of it. Inner loop past St. Barnabas Road, that accident earlier has been cleared. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, a 27-28 minute trip. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we have areas of dense morning fog. Cloudy skies this morning will become partly cloudy this afternoon. High of 89 degrees. Right now we're in the midst of a fog advisory until 9 a.m., so be careful out on the roadways. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 74. Tomorrow, showers in the morning with isolated thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, a high of 87 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, 717 here on WMAL. We're talking about the President of the United States yesterday giving a press conference that has left some people scratching their heads, certainly some people setting their hair on fire, and others going, hey, right on, the president made the right points. Where are you on this morning? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to James in Fredericksburg reacting to this morning. First up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, James.
I'd like to put out there, obviously, I don't have any appreciation or support for neo-Nazis, racism. It's all stupid.
Of course. It's amazing that we have to have caveats like that, but thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
We all agree.
However, this is 100% the left's fault. They came out, you know, the neo-Nazis came out and did everything right for a protest. They got the permit. They notified law enforcement. They notified the government saying, hey, we're going to do this, and you're probably going to get issues if you don't take, you know, if you don't come out and help us out. The truth of the matter is the statue was coming down regardless. Charlottesville had already made up their mind about that. These counter-protesters only wanted to agitate the situation in the fight. And it doesn't matter that Trump is saying that. It doesn't matter that is a plain and simple truth.
Yes. And James, I want to point out something that you just made me think of. These are out-of-towners in almost all cases.
Correct.
With very few exceptions, most of the people who are there on either side of this bizarre thing we're talking about are literally fringe people from around the country who've all descended on Charlottesville and created this chaos. These are not locals trying to judge the statue's removal.
Isn't that true of all protests? We saw that a couple years ago in the Black Lives Matter protesting. They were never local. I mean, this is protesters come from all over. They're never, people don't get out of bed. They go to the grocery store.
Well, some communities care sincerely about things like this and will show up. In this case, these were out of towners. Let's go to Paula in Woodbridge. You've been to some of these rallies before. I would like to find out your perspective on this. Good morning, Paula.
Hi, yeah. So just to make a statement, I've been to Charlottesville maybe two times for different protests as far as when they renamed the park and when they wanted to take down the statue. It was a huge debate among their city council. And I myself have been to some of those protests, just, you know, not because I'm a Jew, so I'm obviously not a KKK sympathizer or anything like that, but that is a part of our history. And, you know, something that Donald Trump and the president said yesterday is, you know, where is the line drawn? Where does it stop? I mean, these people, you know, Robert E. Lee is considered a hero, I think, for a lot of reasons.
Okay, Paula, let me ask you some questions. I mean, you were not at this past weekend, right, this Charlottesville rally?
No, I wasn't. But
okay.
I do know.
So at the prior rallies, I'm sorry, I just want to ask a couple of interesting questions about this. At the prior rallies that you were at, did you have people who would attend who would claim that they were Nazis or white supremacists?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, yeah, you did. But they were very small, and I think those were probably maybe a local faction of that group. Maybe like a handful, two or three. Of course, there were a lot of, you know, white nationalists, people who, you know, hold to the Confederate flag, among everything. But the majority of people were just, I mean, a lot of historians, a lot of people who just, mm-hmm. who, like I said, you know, they wonder when the line is going to be drawn. I mean, all of our founding fathers owned slaves, and, you know, it's a terrible thing, but it's also just the way, I guess, of the times, and they weren't necessarily all, you know, evil slave owners, I guess. And I feel like it's a wrong image to try to depict for people who created this country.
Okay, thank you, Paula. Appreciate your perspective on this morning. Let's go to Lou in Bethesda. Good morning, Lou. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent, sir.
I just want to say, you know, I don't believe in the KKK or any of that neo-Nazi stuff, but, you know, these people march all the time, and by having the protesters, you know, protesting against the march, you know, they're kind of giving creed to, you know, credit to what those people are, you know, saying. They put them in
exactly
on the news,
it got attention to them. If we had just ignored the dorks on Friday night who are marching, you know, it had been a one day story,
right? And that would have been it. And they, you know, because they march all the time, I'm sure they march, you know, once a week, you know, during the summertime, and it, you know, it's just ignored all the other time.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you know, as far as taking down the statues, all these people were Americans, and they were, you know, doing what they thought was right for the country. You know, they weren't, you know, even though, you know, they may have been defeated and, you know, stuff like that, they were Americans. And, you know, I forgot who said it, but, you know, I may not believe in what you're saying, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Absolutely. That's what we are about in America.
We'll get back with you in a moment. More on your reaction to this. 722 now on WMAL.
When's the last time you really looked at the floors in your home? How old is that carpet? Is that the original linoleum on your kitchen floor? If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, then you need to call 50 Floor. One of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule and help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, your unique needs, and budget. It couldn't be more convenient. And installation, it's so easy. And during the month of August, it's free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, contact 50 Floor. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. And when you use the promo code WMAL, you'll get an additional $100 discount. Again, that's 50floor.com. Just schedule an in-home consultation today, and you'll get an additional $100 discount when you use promo code WMAL. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure. 50floor.com. 50floor.com.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. We had a couple of accidents that have now been cleared but are still causing some residual slowness. The first, 95 northbound just before the Fairfax County Parkway, and the other in Falls Church, Leesburg Pike westbound at Gallows Road. So that is beginning to open up. This report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, the Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue is a bit slow, not too bad. A five-minute trip should normally take you about three. In Bethesda, Rockville Pike southbound between Jones Bridge Road and Cedar Lane, we still have some ongoing construction taking out the two left lanes, so be careful. Give yourself enough time to negotiate around that. 270 southbound from 70 to 121, a 23-minute trip. It is bumper to bumper. 50, Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a nine-minute commute. And the BW Parkway headed south from the Beltway to Route 50, about 11 minutes. And because of the fog, please allow yourself some extra time for that. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog may slow your roll this morning. Visibility is below a quarter of a mile. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning. And clouds give way to at least some sunshine. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 726 here on WMAL. Reacting now to the President of the United States giving a press conference yesterday in which he blamed, you know, both sides of the Charlottesville riots for violence over the weekend. And the media reacting very poorly to that, saying that this is moral equivalency and that he's undermining his case against the KKK that he made on Monday. Let's find out how you're reacting to everything here. Michael from Woodbridge, good morning. You're next up on Mornings on the Mall.
This is what happens when you let the left be in charge of the language for the last 50 years. They have so bastardized the language that the media cannot recognize that the factuality of what Trump said was actually accurate. They turn around and then accuse him of supporting the KKK. I'm sorry, I don't have to support the KKK in order to protect the Democrat legacy and keep these statues in place.
Yeah, I mean, these are great points, Michael. And this specifically goes to identity politics. When identity politics reigns supreme, when it's the topmost concern, the press is filtering through that prism. All of our politics is filtering through that prism. And by the way, this, like, to whatever extent these, like, crazy neo-Nazi type white supremacist types exist, they're engaging in the identity politics that the left has been pushing for a long time, which is, your immutable characteristics are the things that define you. Now, it's just about whether you're black. That's the only thing that matters. Whether you're a woman, that's the only thing, or trans. So at some point, you're going to get some of these fringe guys on the right that are white going, well, if it's about you being a certain color, it's also about me being a certain color. And as a result, they come out and then they have this like bizarre fight in Charlottesville. I'm going to find out. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax this morning, line 5. Steve, good morning, sir. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, good morning. Glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
It's just a hot topic and don't know where to start. But first of all, prior to my main point, I am tired of Hannity and Trump, President Trump,
yes,
talking about the alt-left. There is no alt-left. That's a red herring to nowhere.
No one's quite sure. Yeah.
That's whatever. I mean, everyone's inventing terms. Alt-right was literally invented like 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, but what is your main point?
What's your point this morning, Steve?
Just stop it. As a black conservative, a black Republican, I need my white conservative Republican counterparts, the people that I march with on political issues, to stand up and defy and renounce all, you know, the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis. We can't allow that to cozy up to the party.
Of course not. And the president made some mistakes on Saturday in not saying it outright then. But look, he's done it from the campaign until now, regularly, including yesterday. 729 now on WMAL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Okay, when we return, we're going to talk about something out of Iceland. They claim they've eliminated Down syndrome. It's a very haunting story and deserving of your attention this morning. It's an important cultural story. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. New this morning, Baltimore is moving swiftly to get rid of its Confederate monuments. Work crews early this morning removed all four of the city's Confederate monuments, including the Jefferson Jackson Lee Monument and a Roger Taney statue in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood. And Charm City is far from the only place where Confederate statues and monuments are coming down.
Construction workers in Gainesville, Florida, removed a statue that had been sitting outside the county's administration building for 100 years. In Durham, North Carolina, demonstrators took down a statue during a protest. Durham County Sheriff Mike Andrews says surveillance video will show which protesters vandalized the statue, and he hopes to bring charges. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has joined those calling for the removal of a statue on the State House lawn honoring Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney. Political scientist Todd Eberle at St. Mary's College says it's a remarkable reversal by Hogan.
He himself referred to it as political correctness, and now he's basically decided to endorse its removal.
Roger Taney was the author of the High Court's 1857 Dred Scott decision. As President Trump continues to blame both sides for the weekend violence in Charlottesville, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam strongly disagrees.
I think his facts are very incorrect. And, this is a peaceful city in Virginia. And for white supremacists to march in with torches and with semi-automatic weapons, we believe in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but we certainly don't condone violence. So I'm not sure what he's looking at.
Northam is running for governor against Republican Ed Gillespie. Mourners will gather today in Charlottesville to honor the woman who was killed when a car rammed into a crowd of protesters last Saturday. A memorial service for Heather Heyer is scheduled for this morning in downtown Charlottesville. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,999, the Nasdaq at 63.33. Sports: Gio Gonzalez flirts with a no-hitter again as the Nats beat the Angels. The Orioles fall to the Mariners. WNBA, the Mystics take on LA at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. While Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, raise your hand if you have way too much to do. Unless you're driving, in which case, keep both hands on the wheel.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
You know, some guys just don't get it. They don't get how busy you are. They act as though your time doesn't really matter. And you end up hanging around the house waiting for them to show up. It happens to me, too, when a plumber or the cable guy comes over. And that's why when you schedule a stand-up guy from Snell, your day planner is sacred to us. We'll never beat around the bush or give you some vague answer like this.
I don't know, sometime between 10 and 3.
I've built this company on respect for your home and your money and especially your time. It's just how we prefer to do business here at Snell. Upfront pricing, guaranteed work, warranties on all equipment, and we make sure our technicians are only the cream of the crop. That's why I call them the stand-up guys.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So when I think about the world I want for my children, I want them to be safe. That's why I decided to switch careers and pursue my Master of Science in Cybersecurity. The reason I picked UMUC was because that program had a good reputation in the industry. And now I come home every day and feel like what I'm doing matters. To make a difference for my family, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn your dreams, like Kate Reich's, into reality. University of Maryland University College is designated as a center of excellence in information assurance education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your cyber career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. It's indeed a slow go. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Normally, it's about a 4-minute trip. Well, right now, it's about 8 or 9 minutes. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue. Very slow. 11 minutes of travel time. Inner loop of the Beltway from 395 to 66, a 24-minute trip, very slow there as well. The inner loop at Annapolis Road, we have a traffic incident. The right lane is blocked because a pothole is there, so be very careful as you negotiate that. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, 22 minutes. It is bumper to bumper. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, 38 minutes of travel time. In Leesburg, James Monroe Highway at Sweet Spring Lane, a downed tree has closed the road. And in District Heights, Pennsylvania Avenue southbound at Brooks Drive, an accident with police on the scene. Mass transit on or close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog may slow your roll this morning. Visibility is below a quarter of a mile. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning. And clouds give way to at least some sunshine. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Stafford, 69 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Well, we got a lot more coming up. 7:37 right now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to talk about deferred action, DACA. This is amnesty for dreamers, young illegals, and whether or not it's going to continue under the Trump administration. He'll give us some perspective on that. And Robert Costa at 8:35 from the Washington Post. There were some special elections yesterday. We're going to ask him about that and also about some of that palace intrigue that's going on in the White House. Always seems to be. My name is Vince Colonnais. I'm joined by Emily Miller in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning,
Good
Emily.
Good morning. What a day it is here.
What a glorious day. It's time to get and time to cheer up a little bit. But unfortunately, this next story is not going to be a cheerful one. It's rough. This is kind of amazing. Yesterday, CBS tweets out. Or this is 2 days ago now. Two nights ago, CBS News tweets the following out. Iceland is on pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome through abortion. CBS learns more tonight at 10 p.m. I'm sorry. Let me pause, stop, back up. That's not a health treatment. You're just killing babies who have Down syndrome.
No, I didn't see it from the CBS. I saw that the story posted on a conservative website and found it extremely upsetting. Have several friends with Down syndrome children who are wonderful and loves of their lives and blessings. And it's just sickening to me what they're doing in Iceland, that they're just killing children because they don't seem to be the type perfect of the health that they want. And this is, I didn't know the liberal media was touting this as an accomplishment. But, you know, I think Mengele probably would have thought this was a great idea.
Well, when you look at the details of this, you have, it says CBS writing, the vast majority of women, close to 100%, in Iceland,
Jesus,
who received a positive test for Down syndrome, terminated their pregnancy.
Is it a law? I can't even imagine that all these women are being, what are they being told?
A woman by the name of Helga Sol Olaf's daughter, who counsels women who are deciding whether or not to abort, had this to say to CBS.
We don't look at abortion as a murder.
As what?
We look at it as a thing that we ended. We ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication.
You see it as preventing suffering?
Preventing suffering for the child and also for the family. And I think that is more right than seeing it as a murder. It's so black and white. Life isn't black and white. Life is gray.
They don't see it as murder. They just see it as ending it.
It's just... I think we need to get people in Iceland to go to church and open the Bible, because life begins at conception.
Sarah Palin was among many conservatives reacting to this yesterday.
And she has a Down syndrome son.
She does. And this is, let's go to Palin's reaction. And this is her on Fox News last night.
You know, when you consider that a Down syndrome child, their skin's a little bit different. Their eyes are shaped differently. Their speech patterns are different. Those things that make them so unique make the world more unique and more beautiful. And to try to snuff out their life in the name of building a perfect race or a perfect country, that harkens back to neo-Nazi Germany tried the same. And look at the horrors that were resulting from those actions.
And yet this is like seen as like a health push, that look at this handy health technique that we're using now to cure the ills of Down syndrome.
I just hope we have some missionaries headed to Iceland to start, you know, educating people on what the Bible says, well, and what God wants, because God plans each one of our lives and has a purpose for it.
I look at this, and we're talking about Iceland, but this is not unique to Iceland. I mean, Iceland, of course, they're getting to the point where they're aborting 100% of babies who test positive for any sign of Down syndrome. But in the United States, this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah,
we've definitely seen, you know, I mean, you can just use anecdotal evidence of how frequently you've seen somebody with Down syndrome, young people these days, versus what we've seen in the past. I mean, just go back two or three decades, and there's definitely quantifiable differences. I want to mention my friend Tucker Carlson. He, in 1996, and I encourage you to go back and find this piece, riveting. He wrote a piece called Eugenics American Style, The Abortion of Down Syndrome Babies. This was written in the Weekly Standard, and in the first paragraph, he mentions Arkansas State Health Director Jocelyn Elders. This is the spring of 1990. She's giving testimony before the U.S. Congress. And in her defense of legal abortion, here's what she had to say. Abortion has had an important and positive public health effect in that it has reduced the number of children afflicted with severe defects. The number of Down syndrome infants in Washington state in 1976 was 64% lower than it would have been without legal abortion.
Well, I just wonder what these mothers are being told by their doctors that, as Sarah Palin just said so well, they're... people with Down syndrome can live full lives. I mean, no, they don't have the same life age as the rest of us, but I think they can live into their 50s and 60s, is my understanding. Now, the heart defects can be fixed. They can live on their own. It's not a painful. It's not like they're being born and in pain. I'm very curious to know what doctors are telling the mothers who are aborting children with Down syndrome.
Let's find out how you're reacting to this. We got a bunch of calls coming in unsolicited. That's okay. Let's go to Bob from Hyattsville. Good morning, Bob. What do you think of all this?
I think it's horrifying, and I think it's unbelievably ironic that the liberal media are going crazy in a frenzy about Nazis, but then they're literally supporting eugenics. And so who really are the Nazis in our current cultural climate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pure Nazism. To murder people who don't look right to you.
Good question, Bob. Really appreciate that. And real quickly, Dennis from Fairfax, you're up next, sir. What do you think?
Many times these tests come out false positives. My daughter was told that the child had a probability of Down syndrome. You know, we don't believe in abortion.
Right.
So, you know, she said, hey, it's a God's blessing anyway.
Aww.
That's true. They measure these.
I didn't know that there's false positives.
Well, they measure these things in probabilities. That's the way it's conducted.
Huh.
744 now on WMAL.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 7:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. An inner loop of the Beltway on the inner loop at Annapolis Road. Be careful because there is a pothole reported. It is blocking the right lane. 95 southbound from the Patuxent Freeway to the Beltway. It's a 16-minute trip. It is just bumper to bumper in College Park, Baltimore Avenue, and Campus Drive. We have some malfunctioning traffic lights. In District Heights, Pennsylvania Avenue southbound at Brooks Drive, police are on the scene of a crash. Triangle, 95 southbound at Triangle, an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. And 66 eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway. It's a 37-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 746 now on WMAL.
Turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling career. Register today with ITMI, the leader in tour guide certification for over 40 years. Search ITMI Tour Guide Training online. That's ITMI Tour Guide Training.
Anthony Scaramucci reemerged this week. It's like Groundhog Day. And we've seen him a couple times. He did a couple interviews. He was on with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday, and then he appeared yet again on Colbert on Monday. Made a bunch of news in the process. He said he disagreed in part with the president's tact on Saturday with the statement. He said he didn't go far enough, probably should have been harsher. And then on Monday, he, of course, was talking about Steve Bannon, amongst other things, with Stephen Colbert. But the reason I'm bringing Mooch up is because he's the last White House communications director. He was the guy who served for all of 10 days or so and then was unceremoniously booted from the White House that he had brought in to fix. He was the kamikaze pilot who ended up taking out a couple White House staffers in the process.
Well, this is the White House communications director job has been the, I don't know what you would call it, the most unstable job of the White House.
The Bermuda Triangle of jobs.
It started with Jason Miller, who had to drop out, and we found out that he was having a child with his girlfriend, or not wife, I should say. He was also having a child with his wife, but I digress. So he had to drop out. Sean Spicer, took over both jobs. Then they brought in Mike Dupke. He resigned after a couple of months. Spicer, again, took over both jobs. And then Anthony Scaramucci was named White House Communications Director. Spicer quit. Scaramucci was fired within 10 days. I think Spicer is now holding that job once again.
He's doing something. He's occupying space.
Now we are hearing, and it's exclusive to
the Daily Caller,
that Hope Hicks, the 28-year-old director, I think Director of Strategic Communications is her current title, but one of the first three, as they call themselves, I think, at the White House, at the Trump campaign, is going to be named Communications Director. There's definitely no chance that Hope Hicks will be a short-timer. So, she's been with the president since the beginning of his campaign.
She's very loyal. And again, as you just mentioned, the Daily Caller News Foundation has learned that Hope Hicks has been offered and has accepted the job of White House Communications Director. She's been close by Trump's side, as you said, since the early days of the campaign, one of his most trusted staffers. And interestingly, rarely the subject of will she be fired scrutiny the way every single other person in the White House is.
Dan Schiavo, his social
Scavino,
media guy.
That's right.
Scavino, did I say that wrong? Sorry, Dan.
That's all right.
He's
not here.
I've only ever called him Dan. Keith Schiller, who's been with him forever, way before the campaign, has been, who's awesome, NYPD officer. Those three, from the beginning, they are never gone anywhere. I mean, they might leave voluntarily, but they are his closest loyalists. And then it goes out from there. And Hope Hicks has a big agenda ahead of her. I wish her the best. Being communication director of the White House means laying out the legislative agenda and the policy agenda of this president.
Well, we still got to wait for her to communicate. She hasn't made a comment on it yet. And maybe the White House will too. 750 on WMAL.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
America's tax code is hurting you. It's outdated. It's complicated. And it's unfair. Every year, thousands of American jobs are shipped to places like China. Billions of dollars that could have built new factories and created jobs in America are siphoned off overseas. And every day, working families are under attack. America's tax code is sabotaging our economy. U.S. small businesses face the highest tax rates in the industrialized world, giving competitors in places like China an unfair advantage. So working families get left behind. But things are about to change. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes and make America's tax code simpler, fairer, and pro-growth, encouraging investment and job creation here so America's working families see better jobs and higher paychecks. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock to keep fighting for real tax cuts. Paid for by American Action Network.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:53 now. Let's check in on your money with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good Wednesday morning to you. Well, futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street as investors wait for the minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting. Amid controversy over President Donald Trump's comments on Charlottesville, the administration begins NAFTA talks today with Canada and Mexico. The president has called it the worst trade agreement in American history. Watch Target shares today. They're up 5% in pre-market trading on strong earnings report. Sony, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and CNBC parent company Universal are among the movie distributors vying for the next James Bond film. Daniel Craig confirmed last night that he will star in it. Today is the 40th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death at the age of 42. For the first time, fans have to pay to walk by the grave at Graceland this week at $29 a wristband. Powerball is $340 million tonight, the ninth highest jackpot in Powerball history. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are five-star rated, and all of them plumber, background checked, and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, it's a slow go on New York Avenue coming into town by way of New York Avenue. It's a very slow go between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and the 3rd Street Tunnel. 17 minutes your travel time. The inner loop of the Beltway at Annapolis Road, we have a problem. We've had it for a while. The right lane is blocked by a pothole, so we hope to get that fixed pretty soon. We'll let you know. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 Spur, very slow, a 33-minute trip. Headed south on 270 from 121 to the 370 area, a 20-minute trip. That's about 10 minutes more than usual. Route 50 westbound from the Beltway to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's a 12-minute trip. This report sponsored by AAA and Triangle. 95 southbound, just past Route 619 area, there is a crash. It has been moved to the shoulder, and 66 westbound from the bridge to the Beltway, it's a 16-minute trip. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rain, but it's fog now, but improving as we go through the morning. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, a warm 74. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with showers and a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, currently at Reagan National, 74 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price in a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Ken Paxton is the Texas Attorney General, and he's going to talk to us about deferred action. This is that amnesty for dreamers that President Obama passed. Will President Trump keep it in place? There's a big legal battle, and Ken Paxton is right at the center of it. He'll give us details. It's 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.